Hello, I'm Rafiq, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Hiya there, it's Garbled Twistery, and last time we talked about some crazy cotton gin transformative insanity, and this time I have a real tasty treat for ya that's about as interesting as a psychoanalysis of a leprechaun. If you're new here and don't have a freaking clue what's going on, I'm talking about an event that happened in between an election year, and today we're looking at an event that happened in 1795. And just like we did with Cali, we're going to talk about a U.S. state before it becomes a U.S. state. Which state, you ask? I don't know. Ask Stitch. Wait, actually, I think it's Lilo's older sister that has a firmer grip on this stuff. That's freaking right! We're gonna have a luau with this one. A violent Sengoku Basara-esque Captain America Civil War of a luau. Welcome to Hawaii! What's the event? Well, in 1795, the Battle of Nuuanu happened, otherwise known as Kalalika Anae. Hawaiian is a really beautiful language. It's so underrated. And much like early Japan, there were a whole bunch of warlordy factions duking it out, and this particular battle was the epic final battle that officially unified the Kingdom of Hawaii. Alright, so before I get into the nitty-gritty battle in Hawaii, I think I ought to attempt to give you some freaking context for all this, okay? So we're gonna head on over to the Royal Court of the Kona District, which is a piece of the eastern shore on the Fat Island, and Kala'ani Opuo reigns supreme. But he is dying, so he has to pass the torch to his son, Kiwalao. However, despite this average everyday torch passing, Kala'ani's nephew, Kamehameha, had more clout in general. What do I mean? Well, Kamehameha was born under the war god and had super religious priests in his pocket or whatever, and it was crazy! So naturally, he had a beef with his cousin. If this doesn't sound enough like a Game of Thrones episode waiting to happen, maybe it will when I tell you there's a freaking
prophecy
involved. A freaking prophecy. Hawaiian history is so crazy awesome. Holy guacamole. So what is this prophecy? Well, basically, it said that if someone is able to move this giant volcanic rock called the Naha Stone, then their destiny would be to unify all the Hawaiian islands and rule. And apparently, Kamehameha moved the stone. I mean, some chiefs didn't believe in the prophecy, and some still only supported Kiwalao after, but his uncle, his other uncle, his two uncles, who were twins, and his warrior teachers all showed up at these town hall meetings like, Kamehameha moved the stone, so our boy Kamehameha is gonna be running this place. I mean, the prophecy included a bunch of other islands in the Pacific and New Zealand, but I mean, you gotta take the baby steps, Hawaii. Baby steps. So Kamehameha starts his crazy campaign to take it all over, Romance of the Three Kingdoms style. He overthrows his uncle, and then he goes to war with the other islands in Hawaii. All tremble before Nobunaga, I mean Cao Cao, I mean Frieza, I mean Kamehameha's ambition. And he starts sweeping the countryside, I mean island chain. And the final island standing in his path is the independently ruled island of Oahu. The stage is set, and the workings of the Kalaleka Anae begin to turn. So, some merchant from England shows up on the shores of Oahu. No, he wasn't trying to take over, surprisingly. He just wanted to sell some fur and guns or whatever. Like, this dude was part of a private sector kind of operation, you feel me? So he comes up to Oahu's boss man, Kaikili II, and is all like, hey, dude, if you let me use this harbor, I'll totally help you out with this Kamehameha situation, alright? I got some pretty nice guns, dude. And Kahekili is all like, yes, please, help us. But you see, Kamehameha was making deals as well with British officials. Yeah. So the terms of his deal were that he could totally use the official British military guns and boats and stuff if he agreed to give away the island of Hawaii, which is the largest island in the chain. See what I mean? If you want to make a weapons deal, you got to go to the private sector. Because if you go through the officials, they're just going to want to take your freaking land. But anyways, Kalakili dies after making his deal. So his kid, Karalikupule, gets to have Oahu. And his half-brother gets to have three islands, including Maui. And they actually got into their own small battle because Keeley's half-brother wanted to leave the island and Kalani Kupole is freaking digging trenches. But, like, at the end of this tiny battle, they end up hugging and crying over Kahekili's death. But, I mean, they weren't really friends again because the half-brother dude found out that some of the chiefs were gonna throw him overboard. Yeah.
Yikes.
So the battle was back on, and the half-brother lost. Now, to win this skirmish, Kalani Kupole used the merchantman's guns and ships, so this means he had to pay up. But he wasn't paying up. Or maybe he was, and he just wasn't paying enough. So they got in a boat and headed for the island of Hawaii to give Kamehameha a little talking to. But the merchantman straight up tells Kamehameha everything that just happened and hands over all the weapons and boats he was loaning to Kalani Kupole. I mean, Kalani Kupole was getting ready too, buying cannons and stuff. I mean, he wasn't going to match Kamehameha's guns or whatever, but at least he has Kaiana, one of Kamehameha's chiefs, helping him out. Yeah, I didn't say former chief. Kaiana is a backstabbing snake. I don't care if the other chiefs are treating you weird. Don't freaking go to the other side. Just quit. My goodness, the nerve of some people. Shame on you, Kaiana. Shame on you. As you know, Kamehameha had been running around conquering other islands after conquering and unifying the island of Hawaii, and Oahu was just next on his hit list. Kamehameha is just fortunate to know that Kalani Kupole had just fought a civil war in Oahu, so yeah, Kalani Kupole was super weakened from that drama. So anyways, Kamehameha lands on the southeast shore of Oahu, and he gathers supplies and stuff, and scouts and stuff, and he goes west with his army, and the armies meet at a giant freaking volcanic crater, and Kamehameha starts pushing them backwards, and pushing them backwards, and when they meet Kalani Kupole's second row of warriors, the real battle begins. And both Kalani Kupole and Kaiana get injured. And it was a
fatality
for Kaiana. Yeah. If you don't believe in karma, you should, because Kaiana probably wouldn't have died in this battle if he didn't switch sides like a two-faced snake in the grass. But yeah, now that the generals are hurt, the Oahu warriors really got pushed back into the mountains and off a 1,000-foot cliff. I'm not joking. 100 years later, some construction workers literally stumbled across the 800 freaking skulls of the warriors who were forced off the freaking cliff in this battle. But yeah, Kalani Kupole got away, and he was quickly found and captured, and the battle was over. And this battle was a really freaking big deal for Kamehameha's conquest, because like, it was after this battle that Hawaii started to be referred to as a kingdom. I mean, a couple more islands were left to conquer, but they literally just gave Kamehameha the keys after hearing about this craziness. So, yeah. That is the story behind the Battle of Nuuanu. And I swear, if Hollywood doesn't make a sprawling epic about the unification of Hawaii in my lifetime, I will be very, very miffed about it. This history is too crazy awesome to not put on a screen, okay? If you got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, how nobody's brave enough to eat cupcake icing anymore, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to the garbletwistery.net website and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Next time, it's 1776, a new election season with new candidates and some oldies too. So expect 11, that's right, 11 biography episodes, all starting next week. Get hype!
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Two-faced snake in the grass.